And in New York today, the UN General Assembly began to discuss a long-term strategy for combating terrorism in all forms. Representatives of more than 150 countries are scheduled to speak over this week, but the first person to address the 56th session of the General Assembly was New York's Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Mayor Giuliani spoke of the people presumed dead in the September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States, more than 5,700, and he exhorted the living to do something about it. There is no room for neutrality, the mayor said, on the issue of terrorism.
This is not a time for further study or vague directives. The evidence of terrorism's brutality and inhumanity, of its contempt for life, and the concept of peace is lying beneath the rubble of the World Trade Center, less than 2 miles from where we meet today.
Giuliani, the first New York mayor to address the General Assembly since 1952, said the UN must draw a line. Moral relativism, he said, doesn't have a place in this debate. The 189 nations of the General Assembly will spend this week discussing a new comprehensive treaty on terrorism. The UN already has 12 existing agreements, but many have not been ratified or implemented. The new treaty would pull together and broaden all of those agreements. Some have to do with weapons of mass destruction. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan today urged delegates to use the momentum generated by the recent events to live up to those agreements, warning of dire consequences if the world fails to act.
It is hard to imagine how the tragedy of 11 September could have been worse. Yet the truth is that a single attack involving a nuclear or biological weapon could have killed millions.
The international response to terrorism received a strong boost on Friday in the UN Security Council. At the urging of the United States, it unanimously passed a resolution that makes it mandatory for member countries to crack down on the financing of suspected terrorists. A number of today's speakers praised the action, saying the anti-terrorism campaign needs the legitimacy of the United Nations. Some countries have expressed concern about the intentions of the Bush administration, which has reserved the right to do what it thinks necessary to protect the U.S. John Negroponte, in his first speech to the General Assembly as the new U.S. ambassador to the U.N., alluded to that position.
The United States, like all members, has the right to defend itself. But we do not feel alone in our struggle, and we are not proceeding alone. In this great House of Nations, we have many friends.
The U.S. certainly had many friends on this first day of debate. One delegate after another rose to express sympathy for the U.S. losses and to champion the common cause against terrorism. But the debate is likely to get fractious in the days ahead. Previous U.N. measures against terrorism have foundered on the basic definition of terrorism. British Ambassador Sir Jeremy Greenstock urged delegates to leave politics out of this debate.
There is common ground amongst all of us on what constitutes terrorism. What looks, smells, and kills like terrorism is terrorism.
Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.